This is about la-di-da living and the end of the world. Right now, as you well know, there are all sorts of reasons and invitations to be terrified. And they're legitimate. I mean, just the political arena and the hate and the lies and the things that are going on and the lack of people stepping up, the lack of good people stepping up and saying, no, we need to take responsibility for what we did. And we need to think of what's good for everyone for the long term, not who's going to win the next election. Okay, enough of that. And then we know about the global climate change. And if that weren't enough, we've got the dire predictions for December 2012. Okay, so here's what I'm doing about all that. I'm going to start with the end of the world, 2012. What I think is going to happen, and I feel it happening, and I'm reading all these books, there is something happening here, and it's happening at an organic level. Things had to get really bad. I'm a drug and alcohol counselor. I know that things have to get really bad sometimes for people to wake up. And things have gotten really bad. But people are waking up. And people like Greg Mortensen building schools for girls in Pakistan and Afghanistan, that is just not even possible. And he's done it. He didn't go in and create the desire of the Afghanis to educate their girls. They have come to him wanting help building schools. Even though the Taliban goes around on motorcycles and shoots acid into the girls' faces and eyes and cuts off the heads of teachers because they want to learn how to read and do math. Okay, so that's a miracle in the midst of the most terrible that's going on. But this is happening everywhere. Farms, organic farms, where they're nourishing the earth. And the more of us who buy organic food, the cheaper it's going to get. And there will be a tipping point when the farm subsidies that all go to the wrong places and support, you know, horrible farming practices will go to local farmers who enrich the soil and actually can produce more on an acre than the mega corporation farming travesty things that are going on. So, but these are small, local, quiet revolutions that are going on. One school at a time, one farm at a time, one person at a time. So what I'm doing is I'm trusting la-di-da living. I'm trusting, not panicking, that panicking won't do any good. I have a dear friend, Leah Houston, who says that in times of crisis in some cultures, somebody is appointed as the breather. And that's what I feel that I'm doing. I'm breathing. I'm napping. I'm doing gratitude. I am living in gratitude. And I know for sure that that makes me better able to deal with whatever is now and whatever is coming. And we need to support each other and not run around screaming about how everything is falling apart. That's Chicken Little. It doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't help. It's like the Y2K panic. I didn't participate in that either. And then when it was all over, boy, was I glad I didn't participate in that panic. You need to do what you need to do that's right in front of you, but do it with gratitude and grace and joy. And then you'll be better prepared if and when something happens that is really challenging. I'm just so committed to this la-di-da living, and I have such a discipline. It's not easy to do because I have to not watch news. I can't even watch The Daily Show anymore because just hearing what the vicious things that people are doing, even when it's done in a comic way and he's trying to help people get perspective, I totally support Jon Stewart and what he's doing, but I just can't watch it anymore. I have to take really impeccable care of myself. And I'm doing a lot of resting and writing and reflection and reaching out and rebooting, lots of R's there. And I did my best. I think it was the best work I have ever done recently at a school, because I was present. I was completely present to myself and to the people, the children, the parents, the teachers. I was present to all of our hearts in the moment, and I was able to access creativity and compassion and love in a way that was pretty astounding. It was just, and a lot of laughter. Laughter, thinking, tears, these are my favorite things. So I'm inviting you to join me in la-di-da living and trust that it's not this selfish act, that it's an act of, the word heroism came to mind, and then I wanted to bat that out, but I'm going to say that. I think it is heroic to trust this deep, quiet, peace, love, wisdom, listening, and not run around panicking. So if you want some support with that, let me know. And I'm going to end this again with a tag in case you pass this on to somebody else and they want to get a hold of me and they don't know how. So I am Vicki Hannah Lynn at www.outrageousvisions.com. My email is Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, @outrageousvisions.com. Bless you.